In Central Falls, Rhode Island, residents are facing a summer without a public pool, library, or community center. And firemen and police may be forced to give up their pensions after their unions have already agreed to concessions in the last year. It's all in an effort to cut costs as the city faces a possible bankruptcy. For more, we're joined by Stephen Beal, news editor at the website GoLocalProv.com. And Stephen, how bad is it? What's the extent of the financial trouble in Central Falls?
Central Falls needs this year to cut about $4.9 million to live within $17 million or so in revenues it receives from taxes and other sources. So that's a pretty significant budget gap, and it's all the more so dire given that Central Falls has been in this situation now for a year. It's been on the verge of bankruptcy. For the past year, it's been under control of state-appointed receivers. So they've been trying to deal with this for a year now, and it's still facing a very significant shortfall.
It also has an $80 billion shortfall in pension benefits. That's a lot for a very small city that is about a 1 mile square and majority Hispanic, unemployment around 15%. How can it get out of this?
There were two options a month ago. One was for the General Assembly to kick in about $5 million to help it close its gap. The other option was to negotiate concessions, major concessions from the unions. Now we're down to the last option, which is the concessions. The General Assembly didn't fund the city, reportedly because they didn't feel the state receiver was acting fast enough. Now it goes to this so-called big ask, where the state-appointed receiver, who's a former Supreme Court justice, is going around to the various unions asking them for major concessions.
Is he expected to have any luck with that?
I think that the balance is tipping towards bankruptcy at this point. He doesn't have a lot of political experience in negotiating these kinds of things. I don't think there's an expectation of tremendous success.
There have been three state receivers in the job, and there's been a lot of criticism about them. The city council president, William Benson, told the Associated Press that, quote, none of them brought a nickel into the city, and none of them have saved a nickel. So how are they being received? And you mentioned the state tried to step in and help, but is there any hope that it could do more in the future to help out Central Falls?
The quote that you mentioned from the city council president, they're actually walking away with more than a few nickels. By the end of this year, the Central Falls receivers will have been paid about $500,000. They're making $250 an hour. So that's one question. What is the state and the city getting for that? The state is funding that. How are they being received? The recent decision by Bob Flanders, who's the receiver now, to close a community center and a library was very controversial. And one of the former supporters of the state receiver, a local councilman, came out and criticized that decision and said that the receiver was not making the hard decisions. And then the third question is, what can the state do going forward? There's very little it can do right now unless it overhauls the receiver law. Otherwise, if he doesn't get these concessions that he needs, he's going to have to file for bankruptcy, Chapter 9, federal court.
Our listeners may remember Central Falls from last year when the city fired all the teachers at the underperforming high school. Only later, most of them were rehired. Teachers and union members say it was a disaster, and officials who orchestrated it say the school is progressing now. But are the schools up for more cutbacks? What other cutbacks could be considered?
Well, the school is actually under the complete control of the state, so that in some sense makes the receiver's task just a little bit easier in that he doesn't have to deal with all the shortfalls in the school department. That's entirely funded by the state.
This is one small community in Rhode Island, but how could this affect the whole state if the city files for bankruptcy?
It can have a huge effect, because if one community in the state is allowed to do bankruptcy, especially after the state intervened, tried to prevent that from happening. It could affect the bond ratings of all communities in Rhode Island. And from a business perspective, if you've got a state where cities are going bankrupt, maybe it's not a good place to move in with your business.
We've been talking about Central Falls, Rhode Island, on the verge of filing for bankruptcy, whose motto, ironically, is a city with a bright future. Stephen Beal is news editor for GoLocalProv.com. Stephen Beal, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you.